charter school leaders in New Jersey are pointing out an anomaly they say is an issue of equity. They are not allowed access to state funds when it comes to addressing their building needs. WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports they are supporting a bill that would change that.
Foundation Academies operates two charter schools in Trenton, a high school off Grand Avenue and a K-8 school on West State Street. That was where I met up with Andre Moore, the school's chief operating and financial officer. He showed me some of the building needs there, starting in the boiler room.
These boilers, I believe, were from 1995 and 1996. They're almost at their useful life, so eventually we're going to need to replace them. Sorry, you can see that there's a small water leak here. This is a fire pump. Again, because of the age, they don't make all of the parts, so we're going to have to replace the whole thing. This is another like $50,000 job.
We eventually made our way to the roof to examine the work that was done there.
We have been doing patchwork up here across, mitigating where there's been most of our water damage.
In addition to the patchwork, they also had to remedy the water damage within the classrooms.
We've replaced ceiling tiles, we've repainted, we've gone in and cleaned out our HVAC air system to ventilate any of the water damage that may have happened.
The mitigation work was $30,000. To replace the roof, it would cost more than $2 million. Between the two campuses, Foundation Academies have about $15 million in facility needs. A third of that amount is needed immediately. But they and other charter schools in New Jersey cannot ask the state for help. That's because the law guiding school construction excludes charter and Renaissance schools. Harry Lee, president of the New Jersey Charter School Association, says charter schools only receive funds from the state to educate children they receive from traditional schools, with one caveat.
Currently, through the school funding formula, charter schools get 90% of certain aid categories. The district gets to keep 10% of that for transportation and other costs.
None of the categories involve building needs. Charters are on their own. Morris says the situation is frustrating and unfair. He adds that trying to raise money for building needs is an uphill challenge.
The donor community aren't really excited about funding of buildings. Normally, their first priorities are some of our scholarships, backpack funds, supplies.
A proposal in the legislature from Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin would provide a lane for charter schools to get access to state money for buildings. Coughlin says his bill would create a fund for traditional schools in SDA districts. Charters would compete with schools in non-SDA districts for what is left.
I think it recognizes that there are a considerable number of students in New Jersey who attend charter schools, and they deserve quality facilities as well.
A survey conducted by the Charter School Association found that charter schools will have $900 million in building needs over the next decade. Lee says the bill being proposed will give charter schools the access needed to address current and future needs.
In future discussions, the legislature is going to allocate what they can allocate on facilities funding, and we want to be part of that conversation.
But the Education Law Center, a legal advocacy group, opposes the bill. They brought a case against the state over the inequity in school funding between poor urban and wealthy suburban school districts in 1981. That case, Abbott v. Burke, has changed how the state funds education in 31 urban school districts. They were first called Abbott districts, but are now called SDA districts. Teresa Loom, the center's managing director, says the state's first obligation is to students in traditional public schools in SDA districts where there is a backlog of building needs.
There's at least another $7 billion needed to meet both the capacity needs and the building remediation in those former Abbott school districts.
Loom also has concerns that public money would go to fund private property owners since charter schools are housed in private buildings.
And so any taxpayer dollars that would go into building or renovating those facilities, if those charter schools close, that money or those renovations would revert to whoever owns the property, which we don't think is a great way to spend taxpayer dollars.
But for charter school leaders, it's an issue of equity, especially since the majority of them are located within SDA districts and serve the same student population. New Jersey is an outlier when it comes to providing access to building funds for charter schools. In fact, it is one of three outliers, or states, the others being Oregon and Pennsylvania.
It's quite common for states with charter school laws to provide at least some access to capital funds.
That's Robin Lake, director of the Center on Reinventing Public Education at Arizona State University. She says, though a common practice, each state addresses the issue differently.
They'll often take an equity lens to that question and say charter schools operating in higher needs areas have higher priority for those capital funds.
The Charter School Association has launched a social media campaign called Same Kids, Same Needs to help get the proposal passed. But Teresa Loom with the Education Law Center suggests the state be a little more rigorous in ensuring adequate facilities for charter schools in the beginning of the vetting process. It's not clear on how soon the assembly will discuss the speaker's proposal. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.